Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Chaf Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel. B'chol Avavecha, the second line of the Chayyadim. B'chol Avavecha, Rotzal Armer, B'shnei Yitzrecha, B'chol Avavecha, Chazal explained means both your Yitzah Toiv and your Yitzah Hara. So what does that mean? You serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, B'shnei Yitzrecha. Rotzal Armer, K'shiz Gabra Lava Yitzah Hara, L'fatash U'soy La'veiro. In the moment that the Yitzah Hara is overpowering the person to entice him and convince him to do an aveira. What he needs to do is overcome that. He should be victorious over the Yetzirah. I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why would I want to do something against his will and rebel against him when I love him so much? So the Avo, B'shei Yitzrecha, according to the Chayyadim, is not so much that you're using the Yitzhara to have the Avo, but you're using the Yitzhara as a moment to awaken the Avo in your heart. When a person is being enticed by the Yitzhara, he needs to awaken the Avo in his heart to overcome the enticement of the Yitzhara. So that's how he understands the Chol of Avecho. V'chol Nafshecho. Chazal darshan afilo noitul nafshecho, that even if the person will take away your life, that a person is willing to give it up because of his avah for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Parsha beis ksi beis pamim b'chol nafshechem. Shrei gimel pamim neged. So it says three times b'chol naf, the lashon of nefesh, giving up the nefesh. So we understand that means. The person has a chiyuv to be willing to give up his life, his nefesh, in three types of scenarios. And he's going to explain what they are. And these are the different expressions of the mitzvah, what we call Kiddush Hashem. The Rosh Hashem says, my name will be sanctified, B'Sech B'nei Yisrael. So the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is the willingness to recognize the significance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence and the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence to the point that I'm willing to give up my life. That is the act of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, bringing the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world, injecting into this world. I do want to point out that there is another understanding of the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, which the Gemara says, talking about the idea of living in such a way that people will see your commitment to Torah and to mitzvahs and learn from you as well. And that's also a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So that's besides the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, which requires a person to give up his life, there's a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, living a life of Kiddush Hashem. But right now he's focusing on this mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh and that form of Kiddush Hashem. The Chas V'Shalom Ha'Oivar V'Loi Moshe Nafsha B'Tol Ha'Seizoi. The person in the circumstance where he was Mechuyiv to give up his life did not do so, has been Mevatol this mitzvah. V'Gam Over Alav V'Loi Sechal V'Hashem Kodshi. He's also been over this of Chil Hashem. By not choosing to do what he's supposed to do, he's being Mechal Hashem. And his punishment is going to be very great. So what are the Gimel Mesiris Nefesh? So what are the three types of Mesiris Nefesh? So the first type is Avodas Gilulim, Gilui Raos, Shfichas Damim. The first group is the three Chamuros, the three very stringent Averis, which include many of areas, because many different ways of Avodah Zorah, many different types of Arayas. So Avodah Zorah, Gilui Raos, and Shfichas Damim, I feel a bit seen up, even if the situation is not public. I feel if the intent of the non-Jew is not because the person he wants to in any way denigrate the Jewish religion, he just simply wants his own benefit, the person should do something. He has no intent to make the person go against his religion. He just wants his own benefit. Even so, a person is a chiyuv to give over his life to be killed, not to do avodah zarah, gilui raos, or shfichas damim. We say yomali reses upachad haposhim enafshesom. the people which do averus of a rias should be overwhelmed by the thought that if they're really mechuyev to give up their life, and they're instead easily, seemingly carelessly and cavalierly doing the averus of a rias, an aver which is so harmful that a person is mechuyev to give up his life. So he says, for example, Mazanim in Nidus or Rayas, whoever in Bishat Nefsham, Alavera Chamur Kazesh, Adin Yaharg Bal Yaver, he's easily transgressing this Avera, which is so significant that the Torah says you should give up your life not to do this Avera. And there is a person should use it as a Musar if he's in that situation to realize that what he's doing is so inappropriate. Have a good day.